In December, Midway's City Council unanimously voted to approve the joint conditional use permit submitted by Rocky Mountain Power and Heber Light and Power to construct new transmission lines to carry power coming through the southern portion of Midway. The approval was conditional on a few items, including that the lines be buried. However, a stipulation in the approval requires that Volt members raise $1.5 million by March 1st to help pay for the cost to bury the lines. If the money isn't raised, the transmission lines will go overhead. Volt member Bank Johnston explains what the money is for.
So the $1.5 million is a front-loaded amount for citizens to raise. The line is going to cost significantly more than this, but Midway citizens at the margin of 70% had said, we're okay with a quote, like a surcharge or something to be added to our utility bill to make up the rest of the cost over a period of time. So the $1.5 million is just like a front load, let's get the principal down effort. And I think we can do it.
Johnson says that large donors have been assured their money will be returned should Volt not reach their $1.5 million goal.
As we move forward, it becomes a little tricky, but the funds would go towards the burial movement, and we want these lines buried. We can only swing at the pitches that we're given. We, as Volt, we feel that we've been compelled, unbeknownst to us beforehand, to raise this $1.5 million. We're going to swing at this ball, and we're going to try, and we're going to do the best we can to raise it.
Ahead of passing the conditional use permit, the city issued a professional randomized survey. The results from the survey showed that 70% of Midway residents would be willing to pay a surcharge to bury the line.
We have been amazed as the information has disseminated amongst the community, how the community, even those that live on the opposite side of the town that don't live by these poles, how they've stepped up. I mean, 70% of a city-sponsored survey, it's pretty remarkable. That's a great number of people.
So far, Volt has raised $500,000 of the $1.5 million. Johnson also noted they had launched a new website to help with the effort, welovemidway.org. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.